This is the truth why Israel was created, by the Israelis, almost treated like dogs. And there can never be genuine peace in that region until justice is done. They were driven out, many of them, including women and children, were killed in 1948 war and so on, fled out of fear, panic. More than 50% youth are unemployed, terrible poverty. Why are you punishing the poor Palestinians? They were not responsible for persecution of Jews or Holocaust. Truth is that Israel was created because a huge amount of oil reserves were discovered. Armed outposts had to be created in that region, which is the state of Israel. Arabs were persecuted who were living in Palestine for what was done by Europeans. I want to talk about the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Many people are blaming Hamas for having first attacked Israel. But they don't see the historical background. See, you must, to go into depth, you have to see the historical background. First of all, you must know that 90% of this area, this Palestine area, before the state of Israel was created, was inhabited by Arabs. Today, only 20% is inhabited by Arabs. Where have those 70% gone? Those 70% who were living in what is today the state of Israel. They were driven out, many of them, including women and children, were killed in 1948 war and so on. And many driven out, they fled out of fear, panic. And they are living even till today in places like Gaza, West Bank, Jordan, Lebanon, in horrible conditions. In Gaza, you know, it's a very congested, small strip of land, but more than 50% youth are unemployed. There's terrible poverty, lack of proper electricity, water, food, and so on. And what is Israel? Why was Israel created? Why was Palestine partitioned? Because Palestine belonged to the British. Then after the Second World War, Britain handed it over to the United Nations, who partitioned it. They created the state of Israel, Jewish state, and an Arab state, which was Jordan. Why was this Israel created? People say, oh, the Jews were persecuted by Nazis, so they had to be given a homeland, you know. Well, if they had been persecuted by Nazis, the Nazis were Germans, and there were other countries of Europe which collaborated with the Nazis in persecuting Jews. So you punish the Europeans for what was done to the Jews, the Holocaust and all. Why are you punishing the poor Palestinians? They were not responsible for persecution of Jews or Holocaust. But the fact is that the Arabs were persecuted who were living in Palestine for what was done by Europeans. And the truth is that Israel was created because a huge amount of oil reserves were discovered in the first half of the 20th century in that area, Middle East area. And that oil was necessary for Western industry, which were growing. So to ensure the safety and security of the oil supplies from that region to the Western industries, and Western military garrison or armed outpost had to be created in that region, which is the state of Israel. Every citizen is also a soldier. They're given training. And all the weapons, heavy weapons which Israel has, are all supplied by Western countries. It is nothing but a Western military outpost planted in that Arab land to control the Middle East oil. This is the truth why Israel was created. Not that suddenly Jews in Europe started remembering the land of their ancestors which they had left 2,000 years ago and so on. That is all sentimental nonsense. The real reason was how to control the Middle East oil. Now see, you have done that, you have driven out the Arabs, but those Arabs are living in horrible conditions. And there can never be genuine peace in that region until justice is done. And the way to do justice, the only solution is to create a secular, united Palestine, which combines the present states of Israel, Jordan, West Bank, Lebanon, Gaza. All should be combined, secular state, democratic state, where all people, Jews, Arabs, Christians, and all can live peacefully, harmoniously, amicably. That is the only way. Otherwise, you will never have peace in that region. And the present, what has happened in that area was an explosion of long pending grievances over decades of how these Arabs were kicked around by the Israelis, almost treated like dogs. This is the harsh and bitter truth. You can't kick around people for very long. They will retaliate. And this is what has happened. I'm not justifying any killing of babies or children. I don't know. See, it is said that in war, truth is the first casualty. We don't know exactly what has happened. So many things are said. The Westerners are giving one side of the picture. The other side is being given by Muslim states and other underdeveloped countries, other people, that it is Israelis who are to blame. See, I don't want to get into all that because we don't know exactly what has happened. But this much is sure, that there has been great injustice to the Palestinian Arabs who were driven out of their homes, many massacred. You can read all those accounts on Google and on so many books about what happened, what is called Nakba. It's like the Exodus. I think the word used in Nakba, N-A-K-B-A, just check up. That how they were driven, the Arab, Palestinian Arabs were driven out of their homes, hundreds of thousands, and they are living in horrible conditions. Even now, their grandchildren, they're living in horrible conditions. So unless you have justice, you will not have peace. So we conclude here. Please subscribe and please give your comments. I'm eagerly wishing to hear from you. You are free to criticize me, but politely. I never mind polite criticism. Please feel free to criticize me if you don't agree to anything which I have said. Maybe what something I have said was not correct. I'm a human being. I also make mistakes. And if you give me logical arguments to convince me that I was wrong, well, I'll be happy to hear that and I may change my views. I will open mind. So please feel free to criticize me if you wish to. And the Kaju team will engage with you. See you all. And thank you for coming here. Thank you.